So there's a picture of your zinc S0D10 tetrahedral configuration, whereas in the case of these guys here, now for the platinum with two ammonias, two chlorides, this was the cisplatin, it's written then as S0D8, but it's now 6S05D8. To get to this electronic configuration, when you're getting to the heavier elements, you can see that the ground state configuration is S1D9. So what we do is we pull this electron out first, and then we pull one electron out of here to end up with that configuration. For the others sitting at the top, for nickel, then it's a 4S2, 3D8 configuration. We just pull 2S electrons out. So it's those guys there that we get interested in, nickel, palladium, platinum. And potentially, if you've got four coordinates for ones sitting on this side here, you know, if you were to get a 3+ situation, but they're pretty rare, I'd have to say. Remember, silver is usually going two coordinates, gold usually going two coordinates. But I'd give you a bit of warning if I was going to give you a really tricky one for the